here at the top of the hour.
The best clue so far is the guy said, take a shower.
B as in boy.
We couldn't accept it in that form.
It wasn't specific enough.
All right.
That's why.
Right. So we'll get back to this.
And now a star is born. On October 31st, 1963, the world welcomed little baby Rob Schneider.
Mom, the Mominator, making babies.
I can't push anymore.
You can do it.
Rob Schneider, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The House is expected to debate and then vote this morning on a resolution formalizing the impeachment process. Connecticut Democrat Jim Himes is on the House Intelligence Committee.
It describes the rules and it gives all kinds of rights to the president and lawyer.
White House Counsel Kellyanne Conway.
Don't allow people to overturn the last election results or to interfere in the next ones.
They're on Fox and Friends. There's a new wildfire burning in California in San Bernardino. It's east of L.A. Most evacuation orders are lifted for the Getty Fire in Los Angeles. Fox's Christina Coleman's covering the fire in Simi Valley.
The easy fire threatened the Reagan Library. Those flames were fueled by wind gusts of up to 60 miles per hour at times. The fire threatened 7,000 other structures and damaged two homes.
The Kincaid Fire in Northern California is now reported to be 45% contained. Firefighters say they think they've turned the corner on that one. America's listening to Fox News.
Couple of minutes past 8 o'clock. Before we go to Rich in the forecast, we've got folks waiting to answer this conundrum. We've gotten very close, and we start with Randy.
Yes.
What is this thing? If you do this, you're 30% less likely to call in sick.
A sauna.
Well, okay, so you took one of the hints.
I kept thinking he was saying, I saw on a...
Yeah.
Like, I saw on a
sauna.
TV...
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw on a TV broadcast.
It's not a sauna, but it's...
A steam shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a steam shower. It's not... So, we know a shower's not right, and we know a steam shower's not right. So, what does that leave, folks? So, call us back if you get the answer. You can only get one guess here. So,
it's not, Lindsay. It's... Hey, Lindsay.
Hi.
What do you think this is?
They take a bath.
And it's, okay, so we ruled out...
That's what Greg does.
We ruled out bath.
Yes,
we ruled
look out, it, I never miss work. So.
We told the guy that said shower, that's not enough. And we told the guy who just said steam shower that that's not right. So, but we are revolving around the answer. So, but thanks for calling.
Hey, John.
Hey, John, what's up?
Hey,
hi.
How about take a cold shower?
He says, take a cold shower will make you less likely to call in sick of you. The winner.
Yay. That's it.
Hey, thanks, guys.
It is the
awesome
cold
shower. By the way.
Right. So we couldn't accept shower. It had to be a cold shower.
Yeah.
Right.
And I did say a specific kind of shower.
Yes,
so I'm like,
right.
Okay, there's only two, hot, cold.
Right.
Hold on, you are going to the Seafood Bistro. And we're going to the Weather Dungeon.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
That big band arena I've been talking about is now just west of us. It's into Autauga County. It's into Lowndes County. It extends, here we go, all the way down I-65. So it is moving into the I-65 corridor as we speak. And that front, I mean, that band of rain actually is out ahead of the dramatic cold front. I'm talking about a really dramatic cold front. In fact, let me go ahead and check the current temperature. Last hour we were at 74 out at the airport. This hour we are at 76. So, dear diary, 76 at this hour. Tomorrow morning, 36. How about that for a difference? We're going to fall into the 60s later this morning, then the 50s just after lunchtime, then the 40s later on during trick-or-treat hours. We'll be dry by trick-or-treat hours, but moms and dads, make sure the kids are wearing something warm because of it's going to be windy. Northwest winds 12 to 22, making the colder temperatures seem even colder. And then tomorrow, sunshine, but a breezy, cool day with a high temperature, maybe only 59, you know? And then back to the 30s again Friday and Saturday night, and weekend high temperatures in the low 60s. Don't forget, this is the weekend. We fall back. We go back to standard time late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. Right now, this morning, cloudy skies, very humid, 76 degrees, but we're about to have a dramatic change here, 8:07.
Went to Baumhauer's last night. We celebrated Joey and Jack and the new News and Views, and I thought I was seeing things. There was a guy there that looked just like Eddie Bader.
Is that right?
Because it was Eddie Bader.
It was Eddie.
See what I did there?
I see what you did.
Or was that his house? Was he going as Eddie Bader?
As an Eddie Bader costume?
Unmistakable. I want to mention something. You all know that for many years now, we've had a listener named Papa John, who's been participating in News Talk, I think, since I started.
Yeah.
And he has an incredible house on a property in Wetumpka that he is putting on the market, and he picked Eddie Bader to put it out there for him. And I got to tell you, I posted it on my Facebook page, but you can see it at Eddie Bader, B-A-D-E-R, Realtor, the Goodson Group, and see it for yourself. If that's been your dream, nice large piece of property, secluded with a house that's in incredible condition, you need to take a look at it. You can reach out to Eddie at 322-0662, 322-0662. And let's not forget, Eddie needs your listing. He needs it bad. He wants it bad. Because he loves to work. When Eddie doesn't have things to work on, houses to market, people to show houses to, he withers. We cannot have this. So again, the number for Eddie is 322-0662. Plus, he is one of the most fun people you will ever work with on any kind of a project in your entire life. Give him your list, won't you?
Some distraction.
Eddie Bader. Oh, at the Goodson Group.
He was a great guy. Oh, he's still alive.
Oh, Eddie, if you're listening, isn't he?
Adorable.
Yeah. All right, traffic and news and a lot of Halloween stuff coming up.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you are wondering why you're sitting on Highway 231 coming out of Wetumpka, we had an accident earlier at Rifle Range. Supposedly the accident is out of the way, but the light cycles there have things very backed up on Highway 231 out of Wetumpka on Rifle Range. It's just going to take you some time to get through there. You'll just have to be patient. Also, we have an accident Vaughn Road in front of Catholic that they are still working. There could be emergency vehicles still on the scene there. 3200 block of Fernway. This is off Carter Hill. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have an overturned vehicle there with an injury. And I-65 and 85 are moving pretty good into downtown. If you're on I-65 exiting to I-85, there's a disabled 18-wheeler off on the right-hand side of the road. You can get by it easily, but use caution as you pass. Be safe out there. The Shack is having a Halloween costume contest tonight. $100 tab for first prize, $50 tab for second prize. It's also $6.99 steak and fries night. That's tonight, Halloween night at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Halloween night. A small American town.
I live in Aurora, Illinois. Excellent.
I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
Look, I'm gonna go into therapy, okay? I'll go twice a week. Schwing! I don't know if my insurance is gonna cover it, but I'll talk to the guy.
Are you mental?
Sakes, he can't drive a car.
He was doing very well last night. Maybe someone around here gave him lessons.
Car!
Oh, God, help me, please!
Kiss your mother with that mouth?
What's the boogeyman?
As a matter of fact, it was.
If you'll excuse me, there's someone I have to get in touch with and forgive. Myself.
Halloween.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. There is now a $30,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the people involved in the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. The UFC is offering $25,000 on top of $5,000 from Governor Kay Ivey's office. The Frontier Spinning Mills plant in Elmore County will close at the end of the year. Elmore County Commission Chair Troy Stubbs says they learned of this closing through a fax sent to the Wetumpka Mayor's Office and the Elmore County Commission. The closure will impact close to 150 jobs. And the Elmore County Commission has approved a $1.23 million bid for the construction of a new Sheriff's Operation building. The old building was damaged by the tornado that hit Wetumpka back in January. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Nobody Understands His Costume.
Mr. Nobody Understands His Costume.
Yes, you put so much thought into your Halloween costume, no one has any idea what the hell you're supposed to be.
Eyebrowed humor now.
Surprisingly, no one figured out your cardboard walls with a foot sticking out was supposed to be Senator Craig.
A little too obscure, yeah.
Surprisingly, a pig holding an answering machine looks nothing like Alec Baldwin's daughter. And your dead mime costume? Forget it.
Should have picked something topical.
So go ahead, spend the entire evening explaining to everyone your dog collar and halo mean you belong to Michael Vick. Or the pointy things on your body means you're Barry Bonds asterisk. Because after all, everyone knows the guy in the vampire costume is the only one getting laid.
Mr. Nobody Understands His Costume.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Remember those last few Halloweens? Getting a little too old for it. Just kind of going through the motions. Bing bong, come on lady, let's go. Halloween, doorbells, candy, let's pick up the pace. And you come to the door, they always ask you those same stupid questions. What are you supposed to be? I'm supposed to be done by now. You want to move it along, the Three Musketeers? I got 18 houses on this block alone. You just hit the bag, we hit the road. That's the routine. Let's just pick it up. Sometimes they give you that little white bag twisted on the top. You know that's going to be some crap candy. It's got to have those official Halloween markings on it. Hold it, lady. Wait a second. What is this? The orange marshmallow shaped like a big peanut? Do me a favor. You keep that one.
Time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go.
Is there any other kind? Got some additional Halloween facts, stats, and stories. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I get paid just the same with the mics on or off.
We were talking about fun size the other day, right?
Fun size versus snack size, and right? What I looked up said that they were pretty much the same.
Mars actually owns the trademark to the term fun size.
Oh.
So they better not find out that I call her Fun Size Jane, or they'll come after me for royalties. The CIA has some tips for putting on a great Halloween costume.
Oh?
Yes. Yeah. And you go to CIA.com and find out. It's true.
They're just trying to do fun things like NORAD does at Christmas, right? The CIA is trying to get it in the act, too?
Yeah. Well, you know, when they're not spying on American citizens, right. They're really good at that kind of stuff.
Yep.
If you're going to hand out wax lips to trick-or-treaters, there's an impassioned essay in the Daily Mail. Not the Daily Mail, but the Daily Mail, why you shouldn't do that. Uh-huh. 18% of people will pretend not to be home if the doorbell rings tonight.
Yeah.
How about that?
When I was growing up, you know who you are. You know who you are.
65% will give out candy. 6% will give kids something beside candy.
That's the rule is the porch light rule, right? If the porch light's on, you come to the door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is why I keep mine completely turned off.
I haven't even been to your door.
And if the vehicle
is a trick or treater,
yeah.
And if the vehicle's a rockin',
your house is fixed to the ground, right?
Yes. It is. If I could move it, though, not because I want to leave the neighborhood. I just want to avoid some people from
don't come a knocking.
Mountain Dew has revealed that the new mystery flavor is candy corn.
Mystery flavor sounds
disgusting, and I love candy corn.
58% of people who say they live in a haunted house say they did not know that it was haunted when they bought it. And a quarter of people in the same survey say they've lived in a haunted home at some point. Now, there's a website that will tell you if anybody ever died.
I was going to say, isn't there a law that if a realtor knows that somebody died, they don't have to tell you unless you ask? If someone died in there and they know it, they say, yeah, and it died in that room right over there. Horribly.
Which...
horribly.
Weather with the macabre. And Rich Thomas coming up. The top paranormal experiences that make us want to leave a house. Levitating objects, really?
Yeah, that'll do it for me, too.
Yeah, I think,
I don't know, man.
Bailey, get down!
First off, I'm going to...
That's it. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'm going to whip out my phone and get video of it first.
That's right.
Look at this.
Post it, then leave.
Yeah.
The feeling
I'm gonna get so many points on Instagram.
The feeling of being touched.
Ooh.
Items moving, strange noises, and actual ghost sightings.
Or how about a cool breeze when you're not supposed to have, you know what I mean? You're not supposed to have a cool breeze.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing they always talk about when they do these ghost hunts and stuff.
Oh, a draft, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll tell you where I experienced that. It's called Whitehall. And it's this enormous, ornate mansion that was built on Palm Beach Island by Henry Flagler, who is basically the man that invented Florida.
Of course.
He drove the railroad down the state all the way to Key West.
Built all those beautiful hotels along the way, including St. Augustine, right? Yeah.
Flagler had the money and influence. This is a true story. His second wife was insane, but Florida divorce laws would not permit the a divorce to occur if one of the partners was deemed mentally ill. So he bribed everybody in the Florida legislature very generously, and that law was changed for an exemption that allowed him to divorce her as long as he was looking out for her custody, paying her...
I see. So there's...
paying her asylum bills that he would be allowed to divorce.
Uh-huh.
And he built this house for wife number three.
Yeah.
When you tour it, You go through these bizarre temperature changes. And especially when you're looking in the bathroom where he fell,
right,
hit his head, and bled out. And I swear, I felt presences. I didn't see a ghost, mm-hmm, but there were spots that were significantly colder than other places in the house.
By the way, what TV on your TV dial is now all ghost all the time? The Travel Channel. I swear to God, there's nothing about traveling on the Travel Channel. It's all ghost all the time.
All ghost all the time. I've watched some of those. I got suckered into them, and I never see anything that's, oh, wow, man, that was for real.
Oh, yeah, man.
We gave away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Here to tell you more about this incredible restaurant, Jay Scott.
Thank you very much, Craig. In fact, the Seafood Bistro, which is located just down the road here from the radio station, it's 1651 Perry Hill Road. They're having a special today for Halloween. There are caveats to it, but kids will eat free from the kids menu. And, you know, kid got to be in costume, mm-hmm, if you come in. It's only for today. If you go to their Facebook page, you'll see the entire deal that they put up there. But kids can eat free from the kids menu today if they're wearing a costume. Check it out. Check out their Facebook page for more information on that. Don't forget to check online at their website, theseafoodbistro.com, where you can see the entire menu. And you'll see pictures of the food. Man, pictures, what is it? Pictures worth a thousand words? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
The words would be yum. Oh, God. That looks great. It's delicious. I got to eat that one and that one.
Now.
I mean, yeah. So many words come to mind. So check it out, theseafoodbistro.com. You can call them at 279-7500. They're open today at 11 a.m. And I don't know. You know what? I'm not sure if Chef Paul and Jessica will be dressed. They might be dressed.
They might.
They might be doing their Halloween stuff today. I don't know.
Don't.
But don't forget to go by there and see them and like and follow them on Facebook for more information. Little tidbits like that. They threw it up on their Facebook page that kids can eat free today.
Oh, wow.
If they come in a costume, mm-hmm, and they can choose from the kids menu. And so, yeah.
Awesome. And they're fun people, too.
They're fantastic.
We have, but all of us, on my page, yours, sure, Jay, you got the Halloween Random Facts posted, right?
I do, yes.
All right, so visit us on Facebook and see all the stuff we got. Got a picture of Hershey as Devil Dog.
Got little Steven hugging Bailey.
Yeah, Steven and Jay Quellen Tomlinson, who came by. And boy, there's still some of those left, huh?
Yeah, I know. I've been looking at it. It's really tough being a good boy.
I'll cover this up.
Oh, well, you didn't have to do that.
That way you...
Yeah, because now it just looks like an empty box of donuts with the lid down.
Does this look Christmassy? It is. It does. Look at that. It even says slaying.
Oh, yeah. So
Deccan.
They're
bacon.
Ready. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we just saw our first Christmas commercial up there a little while ago.
You're kidding.
And tomorrow, November... No. Yeah, tomorrow's November 1st.
Yeah.
It'll be all over television. Everything holiday.
This is true. I'm excited because tomorrow I start putting up Christmas stuff around the house.
Is that right?
I figured out ways to keep things out all year because I don't want to lug villages up and down into the attic.
Mm-hmm.
So I leave them out.
I don't lug villages up to the... do you do the little Christmas village?
I have, but I could start in a village. I got a city and a suburb. Most of it's Wonderful Life related. I got the... Bailey Building and Loan. I got George Bailey's house.
Yeah, you and I have talked about
the
this
bank
before. But we should do the choo-choo under the tree, you know, the train set. That is so cool, under the Christmas tree. God, be a... what are you, 9 years old or 4th grade?
Hey, the older you get, the younger you're getting anyways.
What are you, 9 years old in 4th grade?
We have a debate about, when is it too old to go trick-or-treating? But then the holidays roll around and
we
talk about this stuff.
Big kid.
And nobody questions it whatsoever.
Right.
Also showing up on Facebook, my daughter's amazing pumpkin carving skills. Did you see the thing she did on Michael Scott from the Elvis?
I did, yes.
Unbelievable. I'm going to get a facelift for Christmas from her. 8:25, we'll check traffic, and then we have, as part of our Halloween celebration, the Werewolves of Congress.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're coming into Montgomery on Highway 231 out of Wetumpka, we had an accident much earlier at Rifle Range that had things backed up on Rifle Range and 231. the light cycles. You'll get through there, but just be patient. The boulevard is looking pretty good. We still have some congestion between the Wetumpka Highway and Ware's Ferry. We had an accident at Ware's Ferry and Eastern Boulevard a little earlier. Also on Vaughn Road in front of Catholic High School, they're wrapping up an accident there. No new accidents to tell you about at this time. Interstate systems are looking good through downtown Montgomery. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Bling, bling, bling. Nothing makes her smile than that bigger diamond. Yeah, it's Lyle here from Margarita, and we got the diamonds. We got real diamonds. We don't have man-made diamonds. We got real diamonds that have been made for billions of years ago from the earth. It's brought to you specially, and we do it for you with the highest quality and at the lowest price. We mix it all together. How do we do it? Because I have so many years of experience and our connections are unbelievable industry. We're partners with De Beers. Direct from the mines to you at Marguerite's. Come see us. Thank you.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. We have the largest selection of mid-size and compact construction machines available to rent to meet the demands of your business. From hard-working Cat mini excavators and wheel loaders to aerial lifts, air compressors, light towers, and much more. With the largest fleet in Alabama and Northwest Florida, we not only deliver the equipment to your job site, we offer the support you need to help keep you ahead of schedule and ahead of the competition. The Thompson Cat Rental Store. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and rental options, visit thompsoncat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Chinese bailout in his hand, walking the halls of Congress, singing praises with Obama to their hero Mao Zedong, writing a health care plan no one likes or trusts or understands. How well was Congress? How door. You better not let him in. American taxpayers got mutilated late last night. Chuck Schumer. Werewolves of Congress again. Ah-woo, werewolves of Congress. Way. He doesn't listen to a voter say. In fact, he doesn't even care. We need to stay away from him. Was just a communist when he was in.
But I'd love to meet his teller.
Maxine Waters. Ah, ooh, werewolves of Congress. Congress.
speaking with Congress the other day. Doing the werewolves of Congress.
Harry Reid.
Supporting every socialistic Marxist muddy freedom power grab.
Yes, yes.
Marx's voting record was perfect. How?
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB at 8:31. Little Facebook informal survey going on today.
Okay.
On, I just posted the scariest movie ever is. And let's see what we have so far. Larry Eakin, The First Jaws.
Well, yeah, but that's not what I'm thinking about as scary movies. It is scary, but it just doesn't fall in that category.
For me.
Right.
They... That's a movie.
They?
Greg Powell says they.
I don't know.
It's his choice.
Huh.
Jennifer Martin, Ragtop says The Birds, the original Hitchcock.
That's good. The Exorcist certainly needs to be on that list, yes.
I saw that in a packed theater the week it came out.
Oh,
everybody
God.
Had read the book.
It's disturbing.
I never saw an entire theater of people levitate three times, at least in that movie, where... Virtually everyone at least moved up in their seats or backing away from what was going on the screen.
What was her name? Blair? What's her?
Linda Blair.
Linda Blair. I could never look at her the same way ever again. She could never do a comedy after that, as far as I'm concerned.
You ever been to the Steps?
No.
In D.C.?
Yeah.
Yes.
No. The Georgetown? In
yes.
Georgetown, yeah.
They started a thing in the late 80s called Scandal Tours. So I had the operator of the Scandal Tour on the show. We booked, this is what you could do in those days, we booked round-trip tickets and took five pairs of listeners to D.C. and did the Scandals tour together, including where, what is it, Congressman Hayes, who's...
Oh, yeah.
The secretary that couldn't type, he wound up diving in the...
In that
reflecting
fountain?
Pool. Yes.
Yeah, right, right.
And one of the stops they make is that house where he goes flying down the stairs.
Yeah, on the stairs.
Exorcist gets a vote.
Halloween's got to be in on there. I mean, it was chilling.
John Carpenter's Thing is also a good horror movie.
Yeah, it is.
But the original Halloween, the place where they shot it was perfect. It was perfectly kept.
I just rewatched it the other day.
Psycho from Debbie.
Sure.
Let's see.
The Shining, somebody put. That's a good one.
I never made it all the way through that movie.
Is that right?
Yeah. It became ponderous.
Red rum.
I should give it another shot.
Red rum. Oh my God! It's a classic.
CNN gets a vote as the most horrible, and that is funny. Well, that was Queen Jenny with that Pumpkinhead from Jason Hellraiser.
I don't know it.
Children of the Corn. Well, 77 Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
The Exorcist. Another vote.
Do you love the commercial with the kids in the is it Geico? Hide behind the...
The girl delivers the line perfectly because they're all running. And she says, why don't we get in the running car? Are you crazy? Let's hide behind the chainsaws. Yeah. In horror movies, you make dumb decisions.
Right.
Don't forget, Duncan and Semperdick. Are we up to week 10?
Yes.
God. We wait so long for the football season. Now we're in week 10. Duncan and Semperdick predict-a-thon tomorrow, and it's going to be Auburn again. And this week, Auburn plays
Ole Miss. 6 o'clock start.
Join us. You can win not only the works, but a gift certificate redeemable for other services at any of Don's three locations. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, behind the McDonald's, Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Right now, the leading edge of this big band of rain I'm seeing is from Dietzville to Prattville to looks like coming into Maxwell Air Force Base. Already raining in Hayneville. And boy, oh boy, it really picks up in intensity back towards Otagaville. And it's moving across. And this is the leading edge of that much cooler air. We're at 76 right now. Tomorrow morning at this hour, we're going to be 40 degrees colder. So temperatures today will take a nosedive. First into the 60s, then into the 50s, then into the 40s. I think we'll be in the 40s during the trick-or-treat hours. Certainly by the end of the trick-or-treat hours, no doubt about it. It's going to be dry by then. I think rain will start to taper off later on this afternoon, and then we're dry this evening. But it will be windy with northwest winds 12 to 22 miles per hour. Tomorrow morning's low in the middle 30s. Yeah, we're in the middle 70s right now. Wow. And then tomorrow's high, 59 with sunshine, but a breezy day. Back to the 30s again tomorrow night and the following night as well. It's going to be firewood being burned in my fireplace. Right now this morning, we have south winds at 6 miles per hour, 89% humidity, very humid outside, and 76 degrees at 836. You know, maybe you heard something in your house creepy. Maybe a little scary this morning. Maybe you heard some drip drips where it's not supposed to be dripping. Well, it could be a ghost, could be a ghoul, or it could be just a plain old leak, you know. And that's where our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire will come in handy. They're ready to take your call either on Halloween or any other day of the year. And they're never going to charge overtime, regardless of when you call. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they are at your service, and they're very professional. So keep that in mind. In fact, write down this phone number, 264-9666. You may not need Plumbing by Luke Wire today or tomorrow, but you may need them someday pretty soon, because we're all going to need a plumber at some point. So give them a call. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call. And then you can also visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
It has been a nightmare on the roads this morning. Let's go back and visit Skipper. Then we'll have our morning maroon nominees.
Well, it has been a very eventful Halloween morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Things are kind of getting back to normal now. It looks like we are still busy on the boulevard all the way around the city, but no accidents there. I-65 and 85 looking good. A speed limit drive through downtown Montgomery. Atlanta Highway looks great. And up on 231 out of Wetumpka, it has been very congested up there because of an accident at Rifle Range Road earlier, but we see that congestion slowly melting away. Be patient. You'll get through the lights and into Montgomery shortly. Register now for a 37-week plumbing course at Trenum State Community College. Tuition and fees are covered by a scholarship fund. 30 students only. Call Trenum State, 420-4276. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Frontier Spinning Mills plant in Elmore County will close at the end of the year. Elmore County Commission Chairman Troy Stubbs says they learned of the closing through a fax sent to the Wetumpka Mayor's Office and the Elmore County Commission. This closure will impact close to 150 jobs. There is now a $30,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the people involved in the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. The UFC is offering $25,000 on top of $5,000 from Governor Kay Ivey's office. And the Elmore County Commission has approved a $1.23 million bid for the construction of a new Sheriff's Operation Building. The old building was damaged by the tornado that hit Wetumpka back in January. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Halloween, I need something sweet. Give me-
scratch this itch. Give me all your Reese's, I'll throw an egg between your eyes. I need all your Reese's, don't be handing out fun size.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
This should be fun. We have an event coming up this Saturday night at the Capital City Club, the Fur Ball. And here to tell us more about it is Elizabeth Gardner.
Hey, how are you? Welcome.
Tell us about this event. Who are we out trying to help? Sounds like a lot of fun.
This benefits the Montgomery Humane Society.
Yeah, always happy to help.
Always happy to help, for sure. Yeah. We have the big part of the evening is an art auction. We have seven well-known Montgomery artists that have taken canvases that we had animals walk on. They dipped their feet in paint and then walked on the canvases.
Yeah, good idea.
Even a baby kangaroo walked on the canvas. So then these artists, and we have seven wonderful artists, have taken these strange paintings. I didn't think that they could do anything with them, but they're bringing them in now, and it's blowing my mind. I mean, the paintings are gorgeous. Yeah. You'll look at the painting and you'll say, oh, this is a Carol Barksdell painting, because it's a gorgeous painting.
Right.
But then you look closer and you say, wait a minute, there are paw prints in here. So they've all done an amazing job with this. That's nice. At the end of the night. There's also a silent auction going on throughout the night. We'll have food, we'll have drinks. That's all included in your dinner price. So the silent auction has items ranging from $40 up to $4,000.
How much is the dinner price again?
Tickets are $50 for members, $60 for non-members, and that includes everything.
This sounds like a lot of fun. And you know I'm a big supporter of the Montgomery Humane Society. This little dog running around here, she came from the Montgomery Humane Society.
Good for you. Yeah. They're wonderful.
Yes. She's my second rescue, and she's just look at her.
She's a star, for crying out loud.
Look at her getting hugged this morning. Look at little Steven.
Is that Steven?
Yeah, hugging Bailey, like giving a big bear hug.
I'm hoping Steven will come to the fur ball because the baby kangaroo is going to be there too.
Nice.
I hope Jacqueline is listening.
Yeah, I bet she is.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's a good question. Is there any age limitation on who can come?
You know, it's for adults, really. I've had a few people ask if they can bring their children, and they won't stay for the whole thing. They just want to see the kangaroo and get pictures made, and I'm fine with that. You know, I'm fine with them coming before it all gets started.
Right.
How can people get tickets now?
You can get tickets online at classic.als.net. You can go to our Facebook page, Capital City Club, and there's a link there. Or you can come in and scan the little symbol and get your tickets that way.
By the way, everybody knows Capital City Club is just such a great place. And what a beautiful view as well.
It is gorgeous. Yeah,
it is gorgeous.
I have been the guest of Colonel Joe Panza on Spaghetti Night more than once.
Don't you love him?
He's the best. He is, and just an incredibly great guy with a pedigree of service to the country that few people can compare to. Yet he's always got time for the next good cause. Like taking me to Spaghetti Night at
Kevin's. Yeah, that's a great cause.
It is a great cause.
It's fun. It's wonderful, too. Well, let's get this linked up on our social media. And if you're in the area this afternoon, I'll drop by. I'll be here from 3 to 6.
I will.
Okay?
I will.
Please do.
Thank you.
The Fur Ball, that is this Saturday night, 7 to 10, Capital City Club.
What a great cause. One of my favorites.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
8:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM. You know, you think, is there such a thing as Halloween jewelry? And actually, if you know somebody that really loves the holiday, Brian Jewelry, I saw this in an Auburn Christmas ornament, because you know the school colors, and they have in the Auburn showcase, or maybe it's not in there, maybe you have to ask to have it shown to you, is a Christmas tree ornament you put on your tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Tumor's Corner tree. And it looks rolled, but in a very classically sterling silver sort of way. And then it's embedded with orange and blue.
Oh, that's cool.
Stones.
And we're all thinking about putting up our tree here not too long from now.
I leave that one up in my room all year and just theme it for whatever part of the year it is. Got the Halloween stuff up right now. But the Christmas stuff starts going out this weekend. But just in case you're looking for a really great original idea for an Auburn fan, stop by Brian Jewelry. They also have a whole showcase dedicated to Alabama as well. And above and beyond that, a selection of stones, certain rings, bracelets, pendants, charm bracelets, you name it, they got it. But if they don't have exactly what you want, they can make it. And that's what a professional jeweler can do. So just bring your idea. If you don't have an idea or even a clue, go anyway, because they're so good at suggesting things based on information you provide about the person you're shopping for. We're talking three generations, well over six decades of experience at Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville. Visit them at brianjewelry.com. Make sure you sign up for the club so your first purchase of $200 or more gets you that $100 discount at Brian Jewelry.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, it has been a very eventful Halloween morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Things are kind of getting back to normal now. It looks like we are still busy on the boulevard all the way around the city, but no accidents there. I-65 and 85 looking good. A speed limit drive through downtown Montgomery. Atlanta Highway looks great. And up on 231 out of Wetumpka, it has been very congested up there because of an accident at Rifle Range Road earlier, but we see that congestion slowly melting away. Be patient. You'll get through the lights and into Montgomery shortly. Register now for a 37-week plumbing course at Trenum State Community College. Tuition and fees are covered by a scholarship fund. 30 students only. Call Trenum State, 420-4276. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? The Vance Law Firm doesn't get paid until you get paid. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The Capital City Club invites you to spend a formal evening with them as they host the first ever Fur Ball and Art Auction on Friday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. This evening, benefiting the Montgomery Humane Society, will feature a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and an incredibly unique live art auction. The twist on the art up for auction? The canvases were first decorated by some pretty great paws. Cats, dogs, even a kangaroo jumped into the paint before the artist got their hands on them to create a one-of-a-kind work of art for you to enjoy. This event is open to the public and formal attire is required. Dress to the nines for your favorite canine or feline and enjoy a night of delicious food, great fun, and unique art at the Fur Ball and Art Auction. Get your tickets now by visiting classic.als.neb/Capital City Club Montgomery or follow the Capital City Club on Facebook. The Fur Ball and Art Auction, Saturday, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Halloween's almost here.
What is trick-or-treating?
Well, you put on a costume, you go door-to-door and say trick-or-treat, and people give you candy.
How am I supposed to be a zombie?
Zombie surprise party.
Can I just have the candy?
You don't look so scary to me.
Yeah, he looks kind of funny.
It's alive. It's alive!
There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
I'm gonna have to call the Halloween police.
Well, you used to love Halloween.
What are you doing, Frankenstein?
I'm sitting alone in a cemetery.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
I got lots of candy.
What's everybody gonna be for Halloween?
Ah, I'm a monster!
I know it's scary, isn't it?
Freaky.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
Ooh, how deliciously evil looking.
It's like something out of Stephen King.
Happy Halloween!
This is the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Look at me. Give me some candy!
Give me Secretary of State Jean Garay.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Before we had an honorable mention here.
Yeah.
Somebody in New York reported a suspicious package at a train station. It turned out to be a box containing a device that people can use to report suspicious boxes at the train station.
Suspicious.
I think I don't know if it's New York or the person that did that. They need to, you know, make those maybe a little more obvious so people know why they're using them. Right. Road rage in story number one, 31-year-old Glenn Gray's driving in Brookline, New York, when he started road raging. Cut off another car. He was so mad he even pointed a gun out the window with the car.
Yeah.
That's in a state, of course, that has very tight gun control laws. You can see how well they work. What he didn't realize in the middle of his road rage, he was aiming his gun at a carload of undercover policemen.
Uh-oh.
So they pulled him over and they arrested him. He is a mailman. He was wearing his U.S. little postal rage there, huh?
Rutt-row-rorge.
Yeah, he was wearing his USPS uniform when he was arrested. He's been charged with possession of a firearm, menacing, and being an idiot. All right, next we have a man in Nebraska who walked into the Havelock Avenue branch of the Pinnacle Bank this past Monday, hoping to open an account. I don't know if they had a special, like you get a toaster or a microwave when you open an account, but the problem came when he tried to open an account with a $1 million bill.
Yeah.
To repeat, a bill worth
$1 million.
Problem there is there's never been a $1 million bill issued. There has been
$100,000.
I thought $10,000 was the highest.
No, there's $100,000.
There's $100,000.
They use those to transfer.
Do you have change for $100,000?
Can you come to my house after the show?
Right.
They use those giant bills like that. Now, some of them used to be in circulation, like the $500,000, to transfer large amounts of money from bank to bank, so they don't have piles of cash.
Yeah, now they can do that electronically. So I think those big bills have gone out of existence.
I'd love to see one.
Yeah,
love
me too.
One.
Me too. Oh, did I give you a 20 or did I give you $100,000? No, I meant to give you a 20.
The thing about this guy, he really insisted that the bill was legit. He didn't menace or threaten the bank people, so the police were not called. They came in later, reviewed security tape because they want to make sure the man is not going to hurt himself. And then our final nominee is a woman in Richmond, Virginia, who says somebody stole her sidewalk.
I'm not sure who did it, why they did it. I didn't authorize it. I'd like for you, whoever you were, whatever company or body, whatever you are, to please come back and correct the situation.
Stole the sidewalk?
Yeah, what do you do with that? What do you do with a stolen sidewalk? It's not like you can take it to the pawn shop.
Or stick it down your... You know, yeah, what do you do with it? I still don't know.
So we don't know the identity, but sidewalk thief is number three. But who do we like the best for morning room?
I think the postal worker that points his gun at the cops.
Yeah, you know what?
That could be a problem.
Hey, you should never do that.
Yeah, right?
Somebody could point one right back at you.
Right.
And they would have every legitimate reason to blow your head off.
I think he should get it.
So when you... want to point your gun during road rage? Ask yourself,
are you sure you want to do that?
The answer is probably no.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Look who's here. It's young
Join.
Hello.
And he's dressed up as young
Join.
Yes, I am.
It's authentic.
Let's welcome from Prattville Farm Center, Eddie.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning,
man. What's going on out there?
Not a lot. Just listening to the rain today, kind of.
You know, I was about to say something. You're close enough to my house that I can tell you you've had 0.05 inches of rain.
Whoa. I love that report.
Because I've got a weather station at my house now.
How to count your wedding away?
Birthday recently.
That's right. That happened not too long ago, actually. I guess the rain started coming down there.
Yes, sir, it did. I said, we're just enjoying, after all that drought, we're enjoying watching it.
Yeah, you know, it's weird because when we started this month, we were talking about dealing with the effects of no rain and blistering heat, and now we're looking at temperatures that'll be just above freezing.
Yes, right. Sir.
Yep.
So as we head into November, which is tomorrow, what are some of the things that you see a lot of action on at Preble Farm Center?
Well, right now, I mean, this old wet, cool, damp weather, we're starting to see a lot of folks coming in getting hay. We got some good quality hay for the animals that are out there. We've got the shavings and stuff for the beddings for the dogs and the stalls. And so right now, we're just transitioning seasons, trying to make sure we take care of our animals. And like I said, the good quality hay to keep them fed well and the straw for their bedding, and just got some nice bird seed here to choose from my bird friends that are going to be searching for stuff to eat here before long. So I said, we're just a transition period right now.
Well, Prattville Farm Center has everything you need. You mentioned the, you know, preparations for the colder weather coming up. For the equestrian community, for the farming community, for people who have gardens and lawns and everything else, pre-emerge is also a big thing at this time of the year. Get it down now so next year when your grass comes up, it won't come up with a whole collection of ugly weeds that develop during the winter slumber. Eddie, give us your location and hours, please.
I'm at 1154 South Memorial Drive across in front of Pig Enterprises. We're here from 7 to 6. Monday through Friday and 7 to 2 on Saturday, and of course we take Sunday off.
And for all the right reasons.
Eddie, yes, sir. We do our best to be in church somewhere.
Thanks, and give our best to the Burkhalters, okay?
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
8:57.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
There is something evil lurking about in the shadows. Something so terrifying, the sound of it will send chills up your spine and put fear in your heart. It is a sound that has driven men and women alike to the brink of insanity, and you may be next. This Halloween, beware of Hillary Clinton in The Cackle. It can strike anywhere at any time. No one is immune to The Cackle. In theaters this Halloween, The Cackle. Rated PG-17. Republicans not admitted.
She's really got brain damage.
I heard that Jack Campbell had a cameo walk-on in that movie.
Really?
Yes. It was great to see you guys last night at Bomb Hours. Was the food good? Was everybody happy?
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was great.
Very happy.
Okay, good. That's all, good. That,
he's
all that matters to me is everybody.
He's smiling.
What's on the docket today?
Do you not want to know who the whistleblower is?
I read something. I read a name last night.
Yeah, we're going to get into that.
Oh, there is a name now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
And it's interesting how...
Is his name Deep Throat?
Well, it might be in certain circles.
Okay.
But his...